الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا آمنوا بالله ورسوله والكتاب الذي أنزل على رسوله والكتاب الذي أنزل من قبل ومن يكفر بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله واليوم الآخر فقد ضل ضلالا بعيدا. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. From this kargozari, mashallah, my wazir, we all should consider ourselves. How much effort did I make? We all who come regularly to the Khanqa, at such a time we are the host and we have to give the invitation. And think now, how many people did I invite? And today, like Wazir explained, what on WhatsApp, etc., it's so easy to inform so many people, even overseas people. And then the effort he made, and mashallah, then the brothers came and they appreciated it also. So much for coming. And inshallah, Allah give all hidayat. But even if one person get hidayat, it's a big investment for us, permanent investment for the akhirat. Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. And that is not only for the yearly Islahi Jalsa, for our weekly programs also. And like that also, we should be speaking to other people, encouraging them about deen, etc. We speak so much about all other things. We should try and speak about deen. That speech, Allah loves the greatest. وَمَنْ أَحْسَنَ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ. Allah says, whose speech can be better than that person who calls towards Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. So we should be continuously inviting towards Allah Ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq. We are talking about the iman which Allah says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمِنُوا. You who have got iman, آمِنُوا, bring iman. In other words, don't be content with what you have. Any person who is a qani', who is content, he will drop down lower. Like a ball, you throw it up, it will keep on going up, but now when it's so to say content, I've reached my height, I'm not going to go higher, it will never stay there. Immediately it will come down, and come down faster than what it went up. So if we don't keep on making effort on our iman, continuously, the iman will become weak and it will go down. So we have to continuously make effort. So Allah says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, aminu. In the hadith, jaddidu imanakum. Let refresh, make new your iman, biqawli la ilaha illallah. Say it with its reality. Think of the meaning of la ilaha illallah and repeat it 100 times. Your iman will becoming stronger. Comes in the Hadith Sharif, a person who reads 100 times La ilaha illallah, then he's on the day of Qiyamah, his face will shine more brighter than the 14th full moon also. So if we keep on, and La ilaha, the zikr of Allah is very, very effective in correcting, increasing, making stronger our iman. And the other is Sohbat al-Salihin. As Shah Waliullah Rahmatullah Ali, somebody had said that people ask, what's the benefit of zikr, the Khanqa in generally, zikr, company of the pious. So he said the benefit of zikr is, when you make zikr, then the Allah, like the earth when it becomes napak, dirty, then when rains fall, it cleanses it. Or the other is tashmiz. That is, the sunshine falls on it and burns out all the dirt and makes it park. Then also, it is pure. Like that, the heart has become polluted all the time through what we see with our eyes, what we hear from with our ears, what we speak. All this has an effect on the heart. So in order to purify, the zikr of Allah is then like the rains are coming down and the polluted, dirty heart gets purified. And the company of the pious is like the heat which we get from the company of the pious, like the sunshine, and it burns out all the dirt. So if we do these two basic simple things, zikr of Allah regularly, properly, and the company of the pious, and for this, It must just be in our mind that this, we are satisfied, there is a pious person. Allah will give us the full benefit of it. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshallah. So in what we have to bring iman, we had discussed amantu billah very briefly. And these are all the talks of Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri Rahmatullah Ali, how beautifully he explained iman-e mufassal. So iman, amantu billah, wa malaikati, we had discussed, wa rusulihi, wal yawmil akhiri, wal qadri khairihi, wa sharrihi, taqdeer. To bring iman on taqdeer. To go into taqdeer itself, we have been prohibited. We can't understand the masala of taqdeer. We accept it wholeheartedly that whatever is happening, it has been decreed by Allah Ta'ala. Wal qadri khairihi wa sharrihi min Allah Ta'ala. All of it, good and bad conditions that come, are all from Allah Ta'ala. Ulama have explained that all what was going to happen, Allah knew it. So taqdeer is ilm-e ilahi. So it's the knowledge of Allah. It isn't that it has been forced upon you. Some difficulty. Allah knew it's going to happen. Allah wrote it down. Like your son, you tell him, go to Pretoria. But you know that he'll go to Potchefstroom. You know him well. So you write it down. You tell his mother, he'll go to Potchefstroom. Your command is you must go to Pretoria. But you even tell your mother, I know he's going to go to Potchefstroom. When he goes to Potchefstroom, now it's not the father's fault. The father just knew that he was going to go. Allah knows exactly what we are going to do, and that Allah has recorded it down, and it will happen exactly like that. It isn't, we can't blame Allah Ta'ala. Allah gave us the clear-cut commands what we must do. But Allah knew what we are going to do. Allah's knowledge is such, so Allah wrote it down. But anyway, we shouldn't delve much in that part. Allah reward Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib. He explained it from such a great point, and which is relevant and very relevant to all of us. That what is in taqdeer, khairihi wa sharrihi, good and bad. In other words, good conditions will come on us, happy conditions, things in our favor, and it happens to everyone. And sometimes difficult challenges also come. Illnesses, Allah save us all, accidents, or some financial problem, or some domestic problem. These things also come. So that is all from Allah Ta'ala. All these conditions are from Allah Ta'ala. Now what is the thing? That when the conditions come, both conditions, good and bad, what must I do in that condition? That is what is what the taqdeer for us is relevant. That when good conditions come, then we should not become so happy and that we forget the commands of Allah. Many people, for example, you are going to the masjid and some windfall comes, some lot of money. You go back home to start counting the money. Now your namaz also you forgot. And now you're thinking, where must I spend the money, etc. Or you got your salary end of the month. It's your time to make your tilawat. But now the pay packet is there. Now you are more busy with that. And you forget my tilawat, my zikr, whatever. So whenever any good conditions come, don't forget the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. Observe the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. It's same way. Whenever any challenges, difficult conditions, hard conditions come, then also don't forget the command of Allah. In all circumstances, that is what is taqdeer relevant for us. Whatever conditions, good and bad, come to us, in there we must be doing what Allah wants us to do. Many of us fail in this. And like ni'mat comes, as Buzurgs have said, al-ishtighalu bil-mun'im, أَبْضَلُ مِنَ الْإِشْتِغَالِ بِالنِّعْمَةِ To get, when ni'mat comes, to get involved with the giver of the ni'mat is more superior than being involved in the ni'mat itself. And like for example, a father gives his son something, and first he tells him, now if the son doesn't even say Jazakallah, and now he just gets busy using that, whatever it was, what he gave him. Or the mother gave him some food, he doesn't say even Jazakallah to the mother. He's so busy just eating it now. So first make shukr. Turn to Allah Ta'ala and be involved with Allah Ta'ala. And that is much more superior to be involved with the giver of the ni'mat than the ni'mat itself, the gift itself. So we must, in all circumstances, turn to Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Difficult conditions come, that also don't become now so sad, despondent, depressed, and you lose all hope. It's from Allah. Allah knows why He sent it for you. And whatever Allah Ta'ala sends to a person is only for his good. And we must then accept it, and we must do what we are supposed to do. And whatever conditions and tests and trials come to us, they are all from Allah Ta'ala. And like in the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala says, وَجَعَلْنَا بَعْضَكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ فِتْنَةً أَتَصْبِرُونَ وَكَانَ رَبُّكَ بَصِيرًا. That we have made all of you a test for one for the other. And in that أَتَصْبِرُونَ, are you going to observe the command of Allah in that test or not? And remember, Allah is watching you. He, your invigilator, your examiner, is watching you all the time to see what you are going to do. So, like for example, which is common, a woman, they blurt out. The main power they got is their tongue, and how they speak and how they lash out at a person. Now she will do that. Then what is the man going to do? He is supposed to be the stronger one, you know, to have broader shoulders, to have a big heart. Now is he just going to get angry and also become like her, also start shouting like her? She may be accusing him, or starts accusing him of many things. Now is he also going to do it? No, at that time, sabr. You restrain yourself. That is the test from Allah Ta'ala. So we have to do that. لِكَيْ لَا تَعْصَوْا عَلَى مَا فَاتَكُمْ وَلَا تَفْرَحُوا بِمَا آتَاكُمْ. Allah sends a difficult condition that you don't become completely useless, mayus. You give up all hope. Now it's the end of the world. Now I can't do anything. No, remember Allah is there all the time. Allah has got qudrat and power, and there Allah has given us enough ways to go back to Him and correct our matters with Allah Ta'ala. As Allah Ta'ala says, in Adam Nishta, فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْأُسْرِ يُسْرًا إِنَّ مَعَ الْأُسْرِ يُسْرًا. Allah says, مَعَ الْأُسْرِ, undoubtedly what usr, difficult condition. إِنَّ مَعَ الْأُسْرِ يُسْرًا. مَعَ الْأُسْرِ, أَسَر, الْأُسْر, what alif lam, the difficulty, with every difficulty, that means one difficulty. يُسْرًا, many, many ways of coming out of it. And Allah repeats it again, إِنَّ مَعَ الْأُسْرِ يُسْرًا, إِنَّ مَعَ الْأُسْرِ يُسْرًا. Mufassirin have written, when it's the same usr is referred to, or twice, it remains the same problem. They have also one problem, many solutions. Yeah, the same problem, and many solutions. That means, for every problem, there are more than enough solutions. For example, istighfar is a great solution. A person, man lazim al istighfar, any problem a person got, he just makes istighfar, tawbah istighfar. Then, ja'alallahu min kulli dhiqim makhraja. No, Allah Ta'ala makes from every difficult, tight situation where you couldn't come out, Allah opens the way for you. Wa min kulli hammin faraja. And every worry that you have, Allah opens it up also. وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. And Allah will give you ruzi from sources you could not imagine. So your ruzi will also open. Your depression will also go away. The difficulty you are in will also go away. So the tawbah, istighfar. Durood Sharif is a solution to all problems. So sadaqah, problems which are present will evaporate, will disappear. And problems which are coming, they will get blocked. So there are so many ways that Allah Ta'ala has given us for one problem, many differences. So don't lose hope. لِكَيْ لَا تَعْصَوْا عَلَىٰ مَا فَاتِكُمْ, what you have lost. It comes in the Hadith Sharif that وَعَلَمْ أَنَّ مَا أَصَابَكَ لَمْ يَكُنْ لِيُخْطِئَكَ. That what problems have come to you, whatever has happened to you, it could never miss you. وَمَا يَخْتَعُكَ and what missed you could never come to you. It is that. It isn't that I just narrowly escaped. It was not meant that missed by a millimeter or by 10 kilometers. It was not meant. It could not happen. And what happened? No ifs and buts. If I had done this, if you didn't behave like that, if you didn't do that, you should not have provoked me. I should not have done this. You provoked me. All these common things, for a mu'min, it's out of the question. A person who has got iman on taqdeer, it was going to happen, and you accept it wholeheartedly. And you know it's from Allah, and Allah has given enough solutions to every problem. So that is what we have to get into us. And when good conditions come, then don't forget the commands of Allah. Don't now become a slave of your nafs and your desires. When you didn't have money, you were regularly in the masjid. You were in the first saf. Now when money has come and Allah opened the doors, now you forget about Allah. Now you are going to the casinos. Now you are going out with other women, etc. That should not be the case. Whatever conditions come, this is taqdeer, that we take that lesson. That we do what Allah Ta'ala, what His commands are. That is what Allah wants to see. And it comes in the Hadith Sharif. Allah sends Malakul Maut to take the ruh of a person, and Allah says, go and take the ruh of my banda. I tested him in difficult conditions, and I tested him in good conditions, and he came out as I wanted him to be. And go and take and give him all the namats now. So all these conditions are here. Allah is testing us for all. It's a test from Allah Ta'ala. So we must not lose hope. We mustn't become proud and arrogant when good condition, when Allah gives us health. Don't say that I looked after my health. And now you use your health wrongly. Money Allah gives you. Position Allah gives you. Don't abuse your position which Allah gives you. All make shukr. When Allah has given you some position, it is to help out people who are in difficulty. It isn't to take advantage of people. So all that. And when good conditions come, then Allah wants to see that now when you didn't have money, then somebody was helping you. Now you got a lot Allah is giving you. Are you helping out others now? Are you seeing to the needs of other people? Or are you now, you don't need it, but you build a, you make your house bigger. You change your car now. No necessity. You're wasting your money, squandering it on unnecessary things. Or so many poor, needy people. Or do you spend it on them? So this is all taqdeer. How Maulana explained it very beautiful, is a great test for us. We believe, accept everything is from Allah Ta'ala. And Allah has set it out for us to test us that how we will react to all the situations. We know the very common story from which we draw the morals that king who loved his hunting and he was going hunting, and his chief minister should be always with him. Just as they started the journey, the king got cut by some wherever, and the minister had a habit for everything to say, Jo Allah karta hai, so acha karta hai. Whatever Allah does is good. The taqdeer of Allah is only good. From Allah's side, like for example, our Shaykh Jazahumullah Khair explained this very beautifully. Hazrat said that a person is tried in court. He's found guilty, his sentence is given the death sentence. So it appears that it's bad for him, the recipient. He's going to be executed now. But it is good for the whole country. It will be a deterrent for so many people to commit that crime. So what commands Allah gave are only good. We as recipients, for us in our capacity, how it is. And that also is that Allah, for example, the death penalty is given to somebody. It's not just because the government just picks up anybody on the road, death penalty. You did something. But now that turns into, for the whole country, for all the people, a deterrent from committing crime. So everything is from Allah. So anyway, this king was going, now he got cut, and that minister told him, whatever Allah does is very good. So the king couldn't tolerate it. When you get cut, how it pains, the burn in it, etc. So he became very angry and he ordered that the minister must be put into jail for 3 days. Again the minister said, "Jo Allah karta hai, so achha karta hai. Whatever Allah does is good, that I'm going to jail." Now he's accepting the command of Allah happily. "I'm going to jail for 3 days." So he's happy. The king carried on with his journey of hunting. He crossed his borders. He went into the next land where there were cannibals, people who eat human beings. So they caught him and they were going to eat him. But they also had some masalas like we have for Qurbani, that the tail must be right, the eyes must be right, the horns must be right. So when they checked him, they saw his cut. So he's not fit for Qurbani. So they let him go. So then he became happy. And he said, "Now I understand that this one cut, my life got saved. Otherwise they were going to eat me alive. But now I got saved." He came back with red carpet treatment. He took out the minister from jail. "I understand now. But when I send you to jail, what was good in that? That also you said it's good that I'm going to jail. Whatever Allah does is good." So he said that, "King, you know we don't separate from each other. We are always together. When you got caught, then Lazarman, I should also have been caught with you. You should have got saved because you had a cut on your body. My body, I got no cuts. They should have eaten me up alive. But I stayed 3 days in jail and my life got saved." So everything what Allah Ta'ala fixes for a person, it's only good for that person. And it is for us to accept it like that. Allah's system is looking not at that individual, at the whole world. Not at this time, but for the future also. Allah's whole system works like that. So taqdeer for us is we accept wholeheartedly whatever Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala has set out for us, and we accept it like that, and we realize that when those conditions come, it is a test for us. Husband and wife fighting, commonly which just happens, so that also, and especially if the wife blurts out, speaks out anything, then we should exercise sabr and patience at that time. If we also react in the same way, what's the difference between us? Other times, we all want to claim that men are they are the boss. Rijalu qawwamuna 'ala an-nisa. They are more the stronger. They are more mature. They are more stronger. A man is double of a woman. She gets half the share. Man gets half. Scientifically, it has been proven also that their wiring is also half of the wiring of man. So when that is the case, then you behave like that. Now why are you becoming even less than what she is? You behave like that now, tolerate her, make sabr. And if you just use what Allah Ta'ala says, that جَعَلْنَا بَعْضُكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ فِتْنَةً, it's a test, أَتَصْبِرُونَ. Will you make sabr? You win the situation, not for that one time, for life. If you show that you're a man and what is called a man, not a man that you start hitting, punching, and fighting and swearing and that, a man who restrains himself. It comes in the Hadith Sharif, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked, who is the stronger wrestler, the one who wins a wrestling bout? The Sahaba said, as we understand. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, the one when he's angered, he controls himself. And on the day of Qiyamah, in front, ala ru'usil khalaik, in front of all the people, Allah will present all the hurul een of Jannah and tell him, choose out the one you want. So just for controlling ourselves. So these conditions which come are also in that sense a ni'mat from Allah. It's an opportunity to advance, to go up high, very, very high by Allah Ta'ala. And if we fail the test, we go right down. So Allah Ta'ala brings the test of good conditions also to test us. Of bad conditions, what we call bad, it's not bad. From Allah's side, there are no bad conditions. We will classify them as bad, they are against our nature. But all of them are that it is to test us, to see how we will react, what we will do in that condition. Somebody comes to you with stolen goods, and he offers you at 10% of the normal price. and you can put up 90% your profit market and you feel I'll become rich, at that time it's a test from Allah to see what you are going to do at that time. Another strange woman smiles at you, winks eyes at you. It's a test from Allah to see what you are going to do at that time. Your own wife, she doesn't even notice you in the house. She doesn't even talk to you. It's also a test from Allah Ta'ala. So all these halat and condition, which we call taqdeer, is a test from Allah Ta'ala to see how we will react. If we understand it like that, and we take it like that, and we do what Allah wants us to do, and how beautiful the ayat of the Quran Sharif puts so much into one ayat. وَجَعَلْنَا بَعْضَكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ فِتْنَةً. We made all of you a test one for the other. And in that test, good conditions will come to you, bad conditions or difficult conditions, hard conditions will come to you. And how beautifully Allah says, أَتَصْبِرُونَ. Will you make sabr? Will you observe the laws of Allah? Will you maintain and see to the laws of Allah? And then on top of it, how beautifully Allah encourages, وَكَانَ رَبُّكَ بَصِيرًا. If you are going to do the right thing, Allah is watching you are doing the right thing. Like our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali said, that way in the Quran Sharif, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says, what's it at the end of Lam Yafun? Alam ya'lam bi anna Allah yara. Don't you know Allah is watching? Normally we take it for the wrong things when we are doing. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali said, think of that when you are doing the right things also. You are getting up for tahajjud. Just read the ayat, alam ya'lam bi anna. Don't you know Allah is watching now? I'm getting up for tahajjud. Allah is getting happy now. There is a woman dressed badly or undressed, and we don't look. Remember, Allah is watching. Look at my banda. That I put this test to him, all this temptation. But look at him, he's not watching at all. Allah is seeing all that. And how happy Allah Ta'ala gets. So, in all matters, whatever tests come, see and know that Allah Ta'ala is watching. And and accordingly, Allah Ta'ala will reward also. And give the great, great rewards. In this dunya also, we will regard it as big rewards, but they are the very small. And in fact, not the rewards. This dunya is not the place for recompense. That is only the commission we get here. In the akhirat will be the actual recompense. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to have the proper belief on taqdeer also. And it is such a dangerous thing, if a person speaks one wrong thing in taqdeer, his whole iman gets wiped out also. And Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam became very angry with the Sahaba when they started delving into the matters of taqdeer. So that is not for us. But take this lesson from there, that whatever conditions, they are all from Allah. Allah knows exactly what was going to happen. Allah wrote it down. And for us, the thing is that in all these matters, we remain composed. We remain, don't become لِكَيْلَا تَعْصَوْا عَلَىٰ مَا فَاتَكُمْ. Don't become depressed, lost, lose all hope of things that didn't go right for you. Of different difficult conditions come. وَلَا تَفْرَحُوا بِمَا آتَاكُمْ. تَفْرَحُوا, don't become proud and arrogant. لَا تَفْرَح, Allah wants in another, it's فَبِذَلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُوا. That you be Quran Sharif, the ni'mat of Quran is something that you express your joy. But this tafrahu is that where you go beyond the limits. You become proud and you become arrogant. That is not permitted. To express your happiness on something, remaining in the limits, that is fully permissible. But to become arrogant and proud, that is not permissible at all. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Our iman is the most important. If we have to lose our iman, and one part of iman, one of the not only seven things, but over the 70 departments, shobas of iman, if one thing goes wrong, it negates everything else also. So Allah Ta'ala make us conscious, and whatever iman we have got, a person who is content with it. If you have got 50,000 rand, and you're happy I got 50,000 rand, and you don't invest it, you don't grow it, after 5 years, what's the value? Though you kept it safe, it's still value. The value is dropping all the time. And after 10, 15 years, what's the value of it? So our iman also, if we are just content with what we have got, it starts going down. It's absolutely essential. And this is the thing, we all are conscious that my house, I must improve, home improvement we are thinking about. My car, I must upgrade. My lifestyle, I must become more better now. And so much so, that my toilet can also, I can't just use a old jam turn for that. It must be a smart, the toilet can must be also a smart can. We are so particular about that also. But our dini matters, we're not concerned. That is what we have to be concerned. My namaz must become better. My tilawat, my pabandi, my punctuality. Maulana Thanvi rahmatullahi alayhi said, his punctuality was such, you could set your watch right according to Maulana's Mahmoolas. That, for example, when you walk past your house, if it was 10:27, every day it will be 10:27. You can set your watch according to it. Those are the things that we have to work for. Allah give us all tawfiq, show His fazl upon us, and Allah's help is there. But it starts, Allah wants to see we do something. When we do something, Allah's help comes in great, great amounts, torrents, and Allah will do everything. It will look like we are doing, but we do nothing. We just have to have that himmat, just that desire, and just make a move, and then Allah takes over everything. When your child wants to start walking, he can't walk. You give him your finger, and then you tell everyone, oh, see, today he walked. You put him in your lap, and he, in the driver's seat, and where can he drive? He's still a small little child. You come home and you tell his mother, today he drove and he's also happy. I drove today. But what did he drive? Where can he drive? You did everything. Allah will do everything. But we just take that initiative. And also, it comes in the Hadith Sharif. When we do what we have to do, and we ascribe it to Allah, Allah Himself says, but my banda, you did it. You did this. And when you say, I did it, Allah says, if I should not give you the tawfiq, should you be able to do anything? And so, we ascribe it fully to Allah. And on that also, Allah praises us and rewards us for that also. Allah give us all tawfiq.